This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. A shout out to Cardi, who is producer for Earl Ingram right before us. He was the one who pointed this out to me this morning, said, ooh, I think this would be a tiz. This is a tiz bat for sure.
Yes, it is.
And he is so right. This is from Adweek. Lucky Brittany Kiefer with the byline. The headline reads, not everyone wants to join KFC's gravy cult as ads draw backlash. Kentucky Fried Chicken launched a new ad campaign earlier this month in the UK. And we're going to include a link to the ad in the show notes because you have to see the weirdness yourself.
We cannot possibly describe to you.
Or do it justice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The ad depicts a man who's lost in the woods. He follows a group of mysterious strangers who are carrying a giant golden egg. Now keep in mind, this is a KFC commercial. Mm-hmm. They end up at a lake of gravy, as one does, where they baptize the man and induct him into the cult of KFC. Now, after they dip him in the lake of gravy, he comes up as a piece of extra crispy chicken.
Which means I don't think he's becoming part of the cult. I think he's become their idol.
It is truly weird. It's a really, really strange ad.
It's 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a long commercial, but they are appealing specifically to Gen Z.
Yes.
They think this is going to resonate with them, mm-hmm. even though 2 minutes seems like a long time and requires a certain amount of concentration.
Yeah.
Now it's generating all kinds of complaints.
It's called All Hail Gravy.
Yes. The commercial, again, from KFC is called All Hail Gravy. Now complaints are coming in from people saying the ad is promoting cannibalism.
Oh, my God.
It glorifies cults and Satanism and mocks Christianity and baptism.
Okay. You know what? Seriously, this is the thing that shouldn't be. This commercial is fantastic. And I skipped this part of the article. This is part two.
Oh, there's a part one?
There's a part one. What am I doing with my life? But the people who are like, it's mocking and glorified, get over yourselves.
I think you were putting way too much into this ad.
Agreed.
Calvin, you are the person who is closest in age to the demographic that they're trying to reach. Does All Hail Gravy resonate with you? Are you more inclined now to go get KFC? I'm curious.
I can't say this inspires me to get KFC, but I did find the ad quite entertaining. From a critical perspective, I think more cinematic music would have fit the ad better than like the hip hop break they did in it.
Fair, fair criticism.
I thought it was unique. Cool commercial.
It's beautifully shot and has better CGI than some Marvel movies I've seen.
The executive director of this ad agency that came up with it, Martin Rose, says, we are being polarizing because we want conversation. Since the first part of this ad aired last year, the campaign has boosted KFC's brand reputation scores, increased its brand modernity score, and they have seen positive sales momentum.
There you go.
So apparently it's working.
And breaking news from God. God says, thought it was funny too.
He liked it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. We will include this, as we said, in the show.
Oh, it's so included.
If you want to take a look, and are you inspired now to go get some extra crispy chicken?
I'm inspired to get chicken, just maybe
not from them. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.